Misfits Motorsports is more than a racing team. It's a mission. Dedicated to our nation's veterans, the Misfits mission raises awareness for veteran suicide while providing support, purpose, and opportunities for veterans and youth. Together, we're driving change. Learn more on Facebook at Misfits Mission. Hey guys, welcome to the Ginger Veteran Podcast, Episode 7, Guilty or Not. I'm your host, Fred Gregory. Today is a milestone for the show. Today is a milestone for me as a host. And today is a milestone for someone who wanted to share their story anonymously. So, milestone for the show. This is our first anonymous episode. I couldn't be more excited to tell somebody else's story and hopefully make an impact and hopefully do their story justice. Today is a milestone for me as a host because this is part of why I started this podcast, to be able to tell other people's stories. And this is one of the main reasons why I am here today. This is a milestone for someone who shared their story, someone who broke themselves out of their shell to take their time to write this and to send it to me and ask me to share their story. I want you to remember, this is important. I hope that as you typed, you cried, you felt better. I hope that as you typed, you felt that emotion and it felt like a release off of your chest. But most of all, I hope as I tell your story, I do it in the way that you would tell someone else that you trust. And I hope that since you've trusted me with your story, that I can do your story justice and that I can share your story properly and get this message out that you want people to receive. And everybody hears your story and you can feel just a little bit better knowing that your story has been shared. I know you're listening because you shared your story. And again, I can only hope that I do your story justice. Without further ado, let's get into the story, and at the end of the story, I'll follow up with some thoughts. Life is tough, and having a mental illness is full of ups and downs. Right now, I'm in the middle of a journey that I would rather not be in. I mentioned before that my daughter, who is now 12, is in the middle of a mental illness awakening. In November, she attacked me, and I had to call the police. They charged her with domestic assault, and she spent 5 days in the juvenile detention facility. The hardest thing I ever had to do was tell the DCS worker that I was afraid of her and wasn't sure if she should come home. She went into DCS custody. She is currently at a center for therapy and has been there since December with no release date. I get to talk to her for 7 minutes, 3 times a week. She had a hard time adjusting, but seems to be doing better as the time goes by. There are a lot of new people and rules to follow, and she is strong-willed. The guilt I feel is overwhelming. I'm guilty of sending her there and of not being a good parent and for having a mental illness to begin with and having her not respect me. I have dealt with guilt over my mental illness for a long time, and the fear that I could possibly pass it on to my children has consumed me. Ever since the first time I can remember having a depressed episode, I have felt guilty. Guilty of even being depressed. Like I'm too good to be feeling this way. Why is this happening to me? I started drinking and smoking at a young age, around 15, to combat the negative feelings I was having. My mother would contribute to my vices. She was going through mental illness herself at the time. I never knew, and don't know, if she ever got help. At 16, I asked a teacher to help me check myself in a rehab facility for the drinking. It was out of control. I was drinking all day, even at school. I vividly remember getting ready to be checked out and my mother coming down to the school saying I don't have a problem and that she would not get me out. I had to wait for my grandparents to come and pick me up. I felt like I had no one to turn to. So I felt guilty about having put myself in the facility and my grandparents having to get me out of school. I tried to talk to the counselor at school, but they were not really qualified. I remember then going on risky adventures and moving my senior year. I got out of high school and married young and quickly, thinking that's what I was supposed to do. I got pregnant young and worried about passing my illness on to my son. Guilt-ridden because there was nothing I could do to prevent it, I was on antidepressants for my pregnancy. Having my son changed a lot of things, but I was still drinking to combat the depression and lessen the risk-taking behavior. I have been to countless doctors who made me feel even less than a person because I couldn't control my thoughts and feelings of depression. I've been on so many drugs that I can barely remember the names of them all. I remember feeling guilty because a drug that should have worked was not working for me. I was trying to live my best life and still do the things I needed and wanted to do for my son. Things like going to school and still being a present mom. I lost custody of my son because on the spur of a moment, I left his father with nowhere to go for sure. I left him there and was charged with abandonment. I always felt empty inside, not knowing why I felt that way or how to help myself feel better. I have had multiple doctors or therapists try and diagnose me, but I always would start counseling and then lose my health insurance. Work was hard because of how I felt. I couldn't stay motivated to go to work, so I would change jobs or get let go. So I had no long-term care. To date, I have been diagnosed with bipolar, schizoid affected disorder, manic depression, borderline personality disorder, and currently I receive medication management and I'm on a cocktail of drugs that seem to be working. But I started a new job and have new insurance, so we'll have to see how much longer it pays, whether or not I can remain on the drugs. When I got pregnant with my daughter, I was really bad off. It was the first time I really attempted to hurt myself. I was 5 months pregnant and was admitted to a psychiatric hospital. Again, another doctor and therapist that would not last long. The drinking comes and goes, but I've been keeping it under control. Only drinking one, or only socially, since my daughter was born. I have a goal to be here for her. I have failed at being a good parent, and this is seen in the recent actions of my daughter. She had been suicidal, first happening at the age of 7, then trying to hurt herself again at the age of 10. The guilt is real. I feel like I have passed on my mental illness to her, and there is nothing I can do about it because I have lacked in the skills to be a good parent. Now she is in a facility because of me and my poor skills. We are working to better ourselves in the hope that we can come back together and be a better mom and daughter. I feel like I'm in a vacuum daily, like I have no real feelings because of how many drugs I'm taking just to cope. They numb the feelings. I'm sad, lonely, mad, and scared, all at the same time. With the new insurance, I'm trying to set up therapy sessions, but like you said, it takes time to find someone with whom you click and that you feel okay speaking to. I want custody of my daughter back and to be able to hear her laugh and see her smile every day. This is just how I'm feeling today and wanted to get it out to someone I know would listen. A lot of things have happened to me in my 44 years, and it is a job to unpack all of it, and I know it will take time when I find a therapist. I just have to be open and trust the process. Wow. I just want to say thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for sharing your failures and your successes. The fact that you're still here today is a success. The fact that you are able to realize that something is wrong and that you need help is a success. You know, these stacking issues that I talk about, guilt is a stacking issue. You should never feel guilty for being depressed. You should never feel guilty for your mental illness or your mental health being in a negative state. You should never feel guilty. It's not your fault. And if you're listening right now to your story, your story that I shared, that you shared, you should not feel guilty. You are doing amazing things. Even when we're working our hardest and doing our best, not everything comes together like we think it should. I don't know the reason of that. I don't know why it is that way. We seem to put in as much work as we can possibly do as human beings, and it doesn't seem to work out. But I'm here to tell you, I know from personal experience that you just have to keep working at it. It is so hard to combat the stigma that you're feeling on the inside. This guilt is a stacking issue. This guilt is a stigma. There's no reason for you to feel guilty. You are doing amazing things. You're an amazing mother. You are doing the best you possibly can, and it shows in your story. I noticed that you said you're sad, lonely, mad, and scared all at the same time. And it's so difficult to feel that way. I felt the exact same way about different situations. You know, I have 3 children of my own who I love dearly. And I know how you feel when it comes to thinking about passing down your mental illness to your children. And, you know, you think about what you've been through and what you've accomplished or what you haven't accomplished. And you look in the mirror and you think, man, I don't want my children to grow up like me. I don't want my children to go through the same things that I did. I don't want my children to feel the way that I feel. But we have to control what we can control. And unfortunately for us, that's not something that we can control. What we can control is how we get help. How we get help for ourselves and how we get help for our children. There's a lot of negative stigma around mental health in the world projected. There's a lot of stigma that comes on the inside because of that stigma that's outside. It all intertwines and interacts with each other, and it either makes it positive or negative. And sadly, the majority of the time, it's negative. So I want to go back to parts of your story here, and I want to highlight some things. You know, you said life is tough and having a mental illness is full of ups and downs, and it is. Life is so hard. Nobody prepares you for life. Nobody tells you how hard it's going to be once you grow into your own. You know, it's so difficult. As a person to go through any kind of traumatic experience and then, you know, try and cope from it. There are people who do. There are people who get through life unscathed, really, with their mental health. And I wish I was one of those people. I truly, truly wish I was one of those people. But then I wonder, would I be who I am today? If I didn't have my mental health struggles, would I be the person that I am right now, sitting here behind this microphone, trying to put out this message, trying to help other people? Would I still be that same person? Or would I be someone who is adding fuel to the fire and adding more stigma to the mental health? I don't want to think about that. And the reason being is because I don't want to imagine myself as that type of a person. You know, you said that your daughter is in the middle of a mental illness awakening. That is the saddest thing that I could hear someone say. Not because your daughter is going through mental illness, not because your daughter is experiencing this, But because it's so prevalent and she's so young, it's hard to think about somebody at that age being affected by the things that we have a hard time getting through as adults. You know, another thing that you said was the hardest thing you ever had to do was tell the DCS worker that you were afraid of her and that you weren't sure if she should come home. It's typical that the hardest things that we have to do are the best things for us and the best things for our children. You know, just kind of having a thought in my head right now that when someone is doing the right thing for their children or for themselves, it's hard. And it could be hard for different reasons. You know, we like to walk around with invisible cloaks that say, I don't give a fuck about what anybody thinks. I don't care what anybody says. I'm going to do me, right? But when it comes down to hard decisions like this, there's a little piece of you that has an issue with how other people are going to view what you're doing. And it's hard to break that. You know, reading your story was really, really hard, really, really difficult for me. I'm glad I did, though. I'm glad that I read this. I'm glad that I read it numerous times. I'm glad that you shared it. And I'm glad that I'm able to share it on this platform and able to project your voice into the world. You know, there's another thing that you mentioned. You said that your mother was going through mental illness herself and you never knew or don't know if she ever got help. So as I'm going through this, and this is recently, guys, this is, you know, we're going into 7 weeks of the episode or the podcast. This is the seventh episode. And while I'm doing this podcast, I'm having more revelations. And I'm thinking back to how it was for me as a child and how my mother let things happen to me without stopping them. And I think, you know, what was she going through? What did she endure? What made her the way she was that made her fail as a parent? And it's really hard to look back and say, I forgive you, but that's what I've done. I have forgiven my mother for everything that she did not do to protect me as a child. I can't bring myself to have a relationship with her because even as an adult, she still does things to me that are unforgivable. And I can't move past it to build that relationship back up. But what you shared is different. You are trying. You are trying to be there for your daughter. You're trying to get her the help that she needs and that she deserves. And you're also trying to get help for yourself that you need and that you deserve. You are doing amazing. You are a phenomenal person who is working through this and trying to get out of the other side where the light at the end of the tunnel is. You know, when you were 16 and you tried to get checked into a rehab facility and you had struggles and, you know, you stated that you felt guilty. Again, that's a stacking issue, because that is probably one of the hardest things that you had to do for yourself. And that stacking issue, that stigma, made you feel guilty. And you do not deserve to feel guilty. You deserve to feel amazing about what you did and how hard you pushed yourself to make yourself better. You know, when you sent me this story, you didn't even ask about putting it on the podcast. You put this story to me and you just wanted to share it to, to get it off your chest or to have that story shared and know that somebody is listening and respecting what you're telling them. I don't know, you know, and you may know, you may not really know. You may have finished typing it and said, why the hell did I just send that? But I contacted you and asked you if I could share your story. And I'm going to quote your response. I would love to share my story. Maybe reach someone who needs to know that it's okay to feel guilty, but not to let it consume you. Just keep doing your best every day. And that's what you said to me. That was your permission to share your story on this show. So I want everybody to know, this person wants you to know that it's okay to feel guilty. It's okay. Don't let it take control. Keep control of yourself. Keep control of your guilt. You deserve to get help. You deserve to help those that you love. There's no reason that you should let your guilt consume you. It's human nature that we're going to feel guilty whenever we do something. Whether it be right or wrong. If it's right and you feel guilty about doing it, it's probably the right choice. It was probably a difficult choice. And it's probably a choice that you really debated with yourself over and over and over again. And it's not a choice that you came to in the spur of a moment. You know, kind of thinking back to the things that I've gone through, the things that I've dealt with, the mental illness that I still battle with every day. There was a time that I felt guilty. I felt guilty about the way I treated the people around me, those people who loved me and would do anything for me. I felt guilty about the way I treated them. Looking back now, I still feel guilty because I did it, but I don't let it eat me up. I don't hold it. I let go of that. And the biggest reason that I let go of it is because I know that if I don't let go and I let it eat at me, it's just going to create more of an issue. And it's going to bring me back down. It's very important, whether you're guilty or not. If you feel the guilt, don't let it consume you. Don't let it hold you down. Don't let it stop you from doing what you believe to be the right thing. Again, thank you so much for sharing your story. I hope I've told your story in a way that does it justice. And I hope I told your story in a way that you wanted it shared. And I hope somebody out there listening hears this and understands if you're feeling guilty, it's okay to let it go. It's okay to not feel that. It's okay to feel guilty. Just don't let it eat you alive. Don't let it destroy you. Don't let it break your spirit. Keep doing what you feel is right. And keep doing it until you win that battle and you gain ground in this war on mental health. Destroy the stigma. Be there for your loved ones. But most importantly, be there for yourself. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate each and every one of you. check us out, www.thegingerveteranpod.com. Go down to contact us, shoot a message to the host. We'll get your message, share your story. We'll put your story on the show. Everything is protected unless you want to do an interview. And then we'll get you on the show to do an interview. Please hear me. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're dealing with, it's not you. It's not. I was a completely different person when I was going through my mental health struggles and I did not have it worked out. It was someone that I didn't want to be. It was someone that I didn't like. And I did things that I would not ever do. And the guilt that's associated with it is still there. But it's not preventing me from making up for it or making myself better for myself and for those that I love. Again, guys, thank you so much for listening. Again, milestone for the show, milestone for this person who shared their story. And tune in next week, episode 8. See you guys then.